After besting Barry in a much-needed shootout win Saturday night, the North Bay Battalion continued rolling in Game 2 of their six-game road trip as they bested another Eastern Conference rival, the Ottawa 67s, 3-2 during a 2 p.m. Family Day matchup. A late pair of goals just 32 seconds apart by Zach Weigel and Liram Amadovsky brought the battalion back from a 2-1 deficit late in the third period. With just 16 games remaining in the battalion season, this game was easily one of the most crucial. For weeks now, Ottawa and North Bay have been in a back-and-forth battle for the final Eastern Conference playoff spot. Both teams entered this matchup with 44 points, but the battalion sitting in the eighth spot due to a better, row, regulation, overtime win, record. The seventh spot is currently occupied by the Sudbury Wolves at 55 points. The battalion put 67s netminder Colin McKenzie to the test early with a triplet of shots up close early on a break by Andrew LeBlanc. This early control would maintain consistent throughout the remainder of the period. Even while on an early penalty kill, the visiting troops looked very comfortable, only allowing one shot through to their netminder. The rivalry wouldn't take long to shine through as Wraith Smith and Caleb Deitch decided to drop the gloves for a fairly mild tilt, but the game would remain at even strength. North Bay wouldn't have to wait long after the tilt to go on the man advantage. 16:44 into the period, Ottawa captain Luca Pinelli would reshape his stick around Jacob Therrien's back and be called for roughing. Just 40 seconds later, Shamar Moses would send the puck beside the net to Andrew LeBlanc, then across the zone finding Jacob Therrien, 10, who sent the puck 5-hole, busting open the worst-ranked penalty kill in the OHL, 68.5%, and putting the troops up 1-0. Shots at the end of the first period, 15-4 North Bay. Period 2 started very much a clone of the first, a sequence of high-danger chances rushing for the battalion, followed up by a spectacular save by McKenzie. Wave after wave of battalion attack flooded towards the Ottawa zone. On the occasion the barber poles were able to find time in North Bay's end, the defending troops were incredibly physical, shutting down many of their opponents' attempts before they found battalion goalie Mike McKiver. Midway through the frame, both teams would once again go on the power play, and neither would convert. With just 3.4 seconds remaining in the period, Mike McKiver made an incredible sequence of saves. McKiver made the initial full extension on a low, blistering rip from Pinelli, then with desperation dove with his stick to stop the rebound from Josh Brady, maintaining the one-goal lead entering the final period. Period 3 would buck the trend of the battalion, starting in control of the pace of play. Just 2 minutes and 30 seconds into the period, the 67s tied things up as Luca Pinelli sent the puck to the front of the net. Will Gerrier, 25, would win the net front battle with Bronson Ride and would bang in the 1-1 goal in his 250th game in the OHL. And Gerrier wasn't done yet. After Nolan Laird was sent to the penalty box for a hit the head, Ottawa went on the power play. It would only take 17 seconds for Cooper Foster to find Will Gerrier, 26, once again in front of the blue paint, bashing in the puck through Mike McKiver's legs and giving the 67s their first lead of the game, 2-1. The battalion, though, would make sure that this lead would be short-lived. Zach Weigel, 10, would force a turnover behind the Ottawa net and was able to bank it in off the back of McKenzie to tie the game at 2. Just 32 seconds later, Liram Amadovsky, 14, would pick up the puck at the blue line and turn on the Jets. Amadovsky would cut in front of all the defending 67s and the net of Colin McKenzie, jamming the puck home for the 3-2 game-winning goal. Assists on the play go to Adrian Manzo and Braden Turley. This is the third victory in a row for the North Bay Battalion as they improve to a record of 2-1-2-7-4-0, while the 67s now stand at 1-8-2-9-3-5. Final shots on goal are 28-24 for the battalion. The battalion stay on the road for their next four games. You can see them next as they take on the Saginaw Spirit at the Dow Event Center in Saginaw, Michigan, Thursday, February 20. Puck drop is at 7:05 p.m.